Money, what's up?
Hey, Dustin, what's going on?
It's a rainy day, but it looks like the sky is lightening. I don't know how the and lightning like getting lighter and brighter, not lightning like streaks of electricity. What's things looking like in Hot Springs?
Radar trends are trending up, if you will. So we're optimistic the rain will indeed end. Obviously faced with a off racetrack, but conditions are at least forecast to improve dramatically tomorrow and then into Saturday and Sunday. The weekend looks terrific. So we can get this off track behind us today. Hopefully we'll be starting to dry out by tomorrow.
This weekend is going to be spectacular. The big ramp up, of course, to the Racing Festival of the South, which starts next Wednesday. And Jeff, you may find this easy to believe. Some of my pseudo friends will text me occasionally about the show. And there is one topic they text me about. Hey man, you going to put Jeff's picks on Twitter today? That's all I ever get texts about from my friends. That's all they want to know. They just want to know what you picked today. They don't care about anything else on the show. We had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar yesterday on the show. Got zero texts, got zero emails, got zero pats on the back, nothing. But they're excited about your picks, so I guess we'll just have to focus on that.
Indeed, and that is flattering, certainly. And my thanks to you and all the listeners out there. It makes my job just that much more pleasant when I actually know that somebody's listening. But, yeah, that's what we're here for, Justin, is maybe give a little insight maybe on some of the picks. Today's challenging, certainly, to say the least. We start things off this week with some maiden claiming fillies in the opener going 6 furlongs. I went to the 8 horse in here, Majestic Chick. Really like this horse's running style last time out. This is kind of a key factor with me when I'm playing maiden. Stretches out for the first time, going around the ground 2 turns, makes a nice middle move. Doesn't follow through, but when that horse comes back sprinting, as the Majestic Chick is doing today, couple that with a good workout, I think it oftentimes points to a wake-up call. So Malcolm Franklin back in the irons. He's had one race to get acquainted with Majestic Chick, so we'll give her the edge there in the first. That's the 8 horse in the opener. Second, we'll go to number 3, Lasting Bubbles. This one, very consistent here for trainer Kevin Peek. Luis Quiñones has the return call to ride. He's got a lot of run out of this particular mare the last 2 starts. I look for another good one from her today. Those double numbers, 8 and 3. Let's move now to the featured 8th race on the program. We do have a crucial scratch for those on your way. Number 9, Perfect Title, the morning line favorite, has been declared from today's featured 8th. That's the horse I'd originally picked on top. I'm going to go now instead to number 1, Kale's Courage, a big 12-1 in the morning line. I don't think we'll get that price with the favorite being out, but Kale's Courage at 10-1 still, I think, is an outstanding play. They're going to add blinkers to this Colts equipment arsenal this afternoon. He's got a great running style to fit this group. I think you'll, again, see closers kind of enjoy the upper hand over this off racetrack. That has been the way this racetrack has played when it's been muddy the last, really, the last month and a half or so. So Kale's Courage, I look for that one to come get him. That's the 1 horse. In the 8th, or thus long shot, comes back in the 6th this afternoon. Number 4, Miss Know-It-All. I think this one's going to move up over an off-racetrack. Didn't run badly last time, out for a slightly greater claiming price. 8,000 looks to be an ideal class level for Miss Know-It-All, little Miss Know-It-All, that is. Number 4 horse in the 6th, or buzz long shot. Lay the day.
I have not started to look at the weekend, Jeff, but what do we have from a stake standpoint this weekend? Have you looked ahead to the weekend yet?
Yeah, we've got a little sprint stake. I believe it's the old Bachelor Stakes. I don't know if they've renamed it or what, Justin, but I think just the one stake on Saturday or Sunday. We'll have a nice allowance feature. And, of course, beginning next Wednesday, we'll have at least one stakes race a day for the remainder of the week. The Racing Festival South, kind of a brainchild of Charles Stella way back when in the late 70s. And really, it's just been spectacular for this meet to end the way it does with all those stakes races.
A simulcast race as well this weekend. Got the Santa Anita Derby and Flashback, a horse that figures mightily into the Kentucky Derby picture, I would assume. We'll be running.
Yeah, indeed, and Golden Sense, kind of a rematch of their, I believe it was a San Felipe that they went head-to-head through some suicidal fractions and ended up setting the stage for a closer to come get them both in the late going. Flashpoint won the battle but lost the war, if you will, so it'll be interesting to see if they change tactics with him. He's very fast. If he's tractable, if he can rate, I think he's going to be hurt from the first Saturday in May at Churchill Downs. But it's all about the prep races, and we'll see if he can indeed relax off that pace in the Santa Anita Derby on Saturday.
Also, folks here who have followed the racing at Oakland this season will recognize Super 99 as a horse that is running in the Santa Anita Derby this weekend as well, and a horse that Frank Miramati is a huge fan of will be running out in California this weekend. So.
He kind of called it the way it was, wasn't it? And he didn't quite deliver in the Rebel, but Saturday's a new day, and as soon as you underestimate Bob Baffert, it oftentimes comes to back to haunt you a little bit. So I don't think Frank is going to be nearly as vocal going into Saturday as he was the Rebel here, where he was absolutely 100% spot on. So, again, there'd be some interesting repercussions that was around that Al have another took last year in winning the Derby going through Santa Anita, and certainly the winner of that race is going to be very well thought of here in a couple of weeks, the Kentucky Derby.
All right, well, get ready for tomorrow because I need Final Four picks as well when we get you on.
All right, sounds great, Justin. I'll talk to you then.
All right, money, thanks, man. Appreciate it.